I started here in 1979 as a student. And then I guess Mr. Light, who was running the museum at the time, liked my work ethic, so he asked the town to ask me back in 1980, and I've been here ever since.
Bernadette Leslie tells me there are more than 10,000 artifacts in the Fred Light Museum. Meandering through the relics alongside her feels like a true glimpse into Saskatchewan's past, and she's got a story to go along with almost every item.
Liquid silk stocking during the Second World War. Silk stockings were rare to get. It was held mostly for women in the Navy and Army and that. So then this is like kind of like a self-tanning stuff now, like they would make it into a paste, rub it onto their legs, and gives it the color of a nylon. But at the time, the nylons had a black seam down the back of their leg, so they would get a friend with a pen to draw a black seam.
She learned everything she knows about running a museum through the mentorship of the museum's namesake, avid Battleford historian and collector Fred Light. She says being surrounded by all this old stuff at work every day reminds her to be grateful for the conveniences of modern life.
It makes you appreciate what you have now, like not having to scrub my clothes all the time by hand, you know, and we just pop them in a machine and they're done.
At work, you're surrounded by stuff all the time. What's your house like? Are you a collector or are you like minimalist?
I'm a minimalist, yeah. I'm not a collector, no. I leave it for here.
A highlight of her 45-year career was bringing her children with her to work.
They always called it Mom's Museum.
would you give them trouble for touching artifacts?
No, actually, they would help at times clean. I would give them a chance to help clean artifacts. And
Leslie believes the Fred Light Museum is one of Battleford's hidden gems.
That's the challenge part. You've got people who've lived in Battleford all their life, and all of a sudden they come and say, well, we've never been here, you know. Well, we've been open 45 years, you know.
As she prepares to step away from the career that sparked her enthusiasm for history, she often thinks of her mentor, Fred Light, and how a summer job nearly 50 years ago turned into a lifelong fascination.
He had such a passion, and I said, he passed it on to me, and I hope I can pass it on to the new manager.
In Battleford, I'm Brittany Caffey.